This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. Hey, we've got an Instagram page. It's called Jack and Dean.
Yes, we do.
And we've got Twitter and Facebook. We're all over the socials. We're very modern.
And also, as a comedian who is self-employed, and in ourselves, we have our own Instagram accounts. And, like, social media is such an interesting and hard to use and interesting. Where is the sentence going? Interesting social platform that is difficult to form a sentence.
And to navigate. I don't really understand social media.
Yes,
this is what happens in real life. That we're just usually talking emojis now, so Jacqueline's lost for words.
I'm just holding up emojis going, what's going on? It's an important tool to use to self-promote yourself for comedy shows, for example. And we're trying to get better at using it, and he's always got some awesome tips for me. But followers, sometimes it's hard to find followers, and some followers aren't even real people.
Yeah, I mean, crazy stuff. I put up a post on behalf of the Jack and Dean show and Instagram page on the weekend. It was from our interview last week with the wonderful Ella Hooper, which is, yeah, still available.
Who is gorgeous.
Yeah, she was lovely.
And in the photo, she looks gorgeous.
Yes, yeah.
She looks great.
Don't be silly, Jack. You look fab.
Horrendous. Everyone go to Jack and Dean on Instagram.
And tell her that she looks great because I look great.
I don't have any. I don't have any issues with how I look. Just some photos look awful.
Anyway, we got off track because there's a comment there that I wanted to talk about, and I was going to delete it straight away, but then Dean posted to our chat saying, how hilarious is this? So
our private chat, yeah.
Yes, it said from a person at Kilo Alexander, love your Instagram page. If you're in the area and need some professional photos done, photos with the wrong grammar, there's an apostrophe in it, I'm available and very affordable to create some epic images for you. Have a great day.
Because you thought I looked ugly.
And then I checked him out to see if maybe take him up on his kind offer, even though he can't spell. I do like a photographer who can spell, by the way. Anywho, but I looked him up and he's actually in California. He's nowhere near us.
Yes.
That's
so
bizarre.
He does seem to be a real person, I think, because 237K followers? I don't know, but I mean, he might be famous.
Just do your research, because we, on our bio, we say we are Melbourne-based radio show. But they didn't do their research. People do that. Spend all time, hey, great photo, and it's just my breakfast. I'm like, is it though?
Yeah.
You can't spell, so.
Do you have a favourite bot comment? Anyone with Instagram? Like all those fake ones? I love the ones where, you don't get it, the twist till the very end. You know, what a fantastic post. Looks like you've had a wonderful time. For diet tips, check out.
Thanks for that,
God, I haven't had that one yet.
With Jackie, with Dean, with you, Tristan in the back, and we've got producer Annie also along for the ride. Now, we're talking about Instagram.
Yes.
Which I don't really understand.
I'm getting to understand
more.
It's the
nicest social media, the friendly social media.
That's what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm just
you're meant to just post positive content, you know. You're less likely to get trolled or shut down.
No,
unlike
exactly.
Twitter.
And I was always trying to work out followers because sometimes we'll see comedians in the UK and that I haven't heard of, and I'll go, oh, there must be someone. They've got like 7,000 followers. Mm-hmm. But then you go to the posts and they've only got like 20 likes. So what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been told that you look at the ratio between their likes and their comments, because if something is super popular and they get a lot of likes, you assume a lot of people have something to say about it too. Mm-hmm. So if it's low, then they're probably not real in the comments.
So they're
section.
Bots, or have they bought them?
Yeah, that's true. I think I count them as the same thing. I'm not sure about what marketers say about it.
But in terms of my followers on my personal account, you can count them sort of on one or two hands. Like they're sort of family and friends.
But you don't
use people like Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Hello, she's got, what, millions?
Millions.
Millions of followers. Are they real people, though?
Well, she just lost 3 million followers this week from
an
Instagram clean out.
Wouldn't even notice
How do you lose 3 million followers?
I don't know. There must be just people creating like hundreds of accounts by the minute. Probably.
Oh, so she hasn't gone through and cleaned up her
friends list. No, Instagram has deemed one by one.
I think she's a bit busier than that.
I haven't seen Artie Gwen for a while. Let's just take her off.
See ya.
Went to school with them. No, they can go now.
No.
No, she wasn't doing that.
No, Instagram must have an algorithm to know what's real and what's
not. Oh, they clean them out.
Yeah, they clean them out. So you might have noticed that you lost a few followers yourself.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I lost a few.
I'm on the app now.
Oh, good job.
Got over 1,000.
Well done.
Oh, yes.
You're the most popular one in the room.
Well done. But as Annie's been, producer Annie and all her wisdom has been telling me, I meant to change my handle because my handle is at Roses for Betty.
Which doesn't speak to your brand.
No, it's because it's my middle name, but I didn't know that I'd be this famous, Dean. So maybe I meant to change it to Jacqueline Mifsud.
It's a heavy yoke. It's thoughts. Yes. Fame, you know.
0427JOY949.
How famous is Jacqueline?
She has a national ad campaign.
How famous?
Well, Jack's just alerted me to a little website online that generates inspiration for you. If you're like really sick of it, you can have a laugh. I've just spun the little wheel and it's generated a few things.
What have you got?
Hilarious.
It's good fun.
Well, it's a little bit dark. The first one I got was red rain is something nice that will kill you in the end.
Oh.
No.
What? Next one.
How is that inspirational?
You can be the first woman to eat what others find uneatable.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Well, it must mean it's collating all the words that we think are overused, you know, on social media. So it makes sense. And then the final one I thought was quite hilarious. There is a connection between stupidity and pretentiousness. Zing! I like that.
Sounds like me.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.